continuing with the Kuntres on Sima Rambam, that the halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh will never be nullified. So the Rebbe at this point makes a diuk in the apparent apparently contradictory expressions quoted above, in the first part, which we'll explain, and this will assist us in understanding what the Rebbe is getting at. As regards mitzvahs, the expression is that they will be nullified in the future, right? Because mitzvah is a command, and we explained why that won't be relevant in the future, because there'll be unity with Hashem. There won't be any more a commander and a commanded person. Whereas the halachas of Torah will never be nullified, right? So you have the first expression is mitzvahs will be nullified, halachas will not be nullified. The concept of mitzvahs is that they are related to the world and to the person's own reality. Mitzvahs are practical and they are not theoretical. Just how the Rebbe is explaining it. Torah, on the other hand, the halachas of Torah are above and beyond the world. An example of this is the halachas pertaining to a Jewish city where the majority served idols, in Ir Nidachas. Ir HaNidachas. The Gemara states that such a city never was and never will be in the future, meaning that there is no practical dimension here. It never was, it never will be, you're never going to have a Beis Din sitting to judge it. But the halachas of what to do with such a city, which is the Torah aspect, the halacha aspect, rather than the mitzvah aspect, the mitzvah, we're told it's never going to be. So while there will never be an actual Ir HaNidachas, but the halachas, the Torah, of what to do with such a city, are studied and debated because they are eternal, even as they are above and beyond the world. Thus, mitzvahs will be nullified, but Torah is eternal, and as the Rebbe explains, quoting the Rebbe here, in the future time to come, mankind and the world will be elevated to a level that is higher than the world, as it is presently. And therefore the mitzvahs, which relate to the world as it is now, will be nullified in the future. This is not the case with the halachas of Torah, which do not relate to the world and are not nullified in the time to come. And the Rebbe adds an interesting point. The reward for the mitzvahs is said by our sages as being the mitzvah itself. Right? Schar mitzvah mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. We can understand this to mean that the true inyan of the mitzvahs will be revealed to the one performing the mitzvahs, meaning how they are in Torah, which is above the world. And this will reveal how the entire reality of the world is that in it, in this world, Hashem's rotzen is fulfilled in actuality. Now, at this point in the Sikha, we're holding by section 8, the Rebbe introduces a truly novel concept which builds upon the concepts explained above pertaining to the eternality of Torah, the eternality of the contradictory opinions of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Very interesting. As is well known, there are many disagreements, a lot of machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, with Beis Hillel generally ruling leniently and Beis Shammai generally ruling strictly. And the Rebbe also explains that in the Kuntres of Shavuos, Tavshin Nun Aleph. Now, we're told in the Mishnah that every machloikis that for L'shem Shomayim will in the end be fulfilled. This is the machloikis of Shammai and Hillel. So the Rebbe questions this phrasing, since the very concept of a machloikis is that there are two contradictory rulings, and the halacha upholds one opinion and rejects the other opinion. Since being contradictory, they cannot both be fulfilled. Or we can, if you want to answer, you want to try to answer that both these and these are a divrei Elokim Chaim, they're both Hashem's living word, meaning that Hashem has the ability to have different opinions, right? This is one opinion, this is another opinion. Hashem holds by all the opinions, meaning that neither side is wrong. Rather, they both have a source above, and the halacha only chooses one to be fulfilled in actuality. But this is insufficient to explain the phrasing that the will be fulfilled. Once again, it says, every machloik is that is for the sake of L'shem Shomayim will in the end be fulfilled. Since according to the explanation, one opinion is fulfilled and the other is not. Even if you want to say they're both Divrei Elokim Chaim, they're both Shivim Panim L'Torah. But at the end of the day, you have one that's fulfilled and one not. So how come the expression is, every machloikis in the end will be fulfilled? And in fact, even though our halacha today follows Beis Hillel, so the Arizal writes, in the future, in the time of Mashiach, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai. And this is, in the end, will be fulfilled. That's what the Bais says. But it's not, it's still not clear here how that answers our question, to say that with the halacha being like Beis Shammai, this is, in the end, will be fulfilled. Because even according to the Arizal, that in the future, in the time of the Yemos Mashiach, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai, and this is in the end, will be fulfilled, the sages say about Machloikis, L'shem Shomayim. This is interpreting in the end will be fulfilled to refer to the opinion of Beis Shammai, and not on the Machloikis itself between the two schools, because when Beis Shammai will become the halacha, so automatically this nullifies the halacha of Beis Hillel. In other words, right now we have Beis Hillel and we don't have Beis Shammai. You tell me in Lasid Lov, in Yemais HaMashiach, we're going to go by Beis Shammai and not by Beis Hillel. So what did we gain as far as this idea of fulfilling the Machloikis? What does that mean? We remain where we started. One opinion is fulfilled. The other opinion is nullified. And especially since this is a huge degradation for Beis Hillel. All the years we were fulfilling Beis Hillel, suddenly his opinion gets pushed aside, which in fact contradicts the statement of the sages that we ascend in holiness. We have a klal, have a general maxim that we ascend in matters of holiness. We push him down that we don't fulfill his opinion. So the Rebbe offers an explanation that the Arizal is referring here to the first period of Yemais HaMashiach. But in the second period of Yemais HaMashiach, the second Tkufa, which is when the Tzchis HaMeisim, when the mitzvahs will be nullified, then the Machloikis will be fulfilled, that the Halacha will go according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel together. What? So Rebbe explains it like this. The machloikis between the two schools of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where these declare impure and these declare pure, these forbid and these permit, is only these machloikis is only as regards the halachas of Torah as commandments to human beings, how one should conduct himself in the world. Since the existence of the person in the world is emphasized, and in the limitations of the world, Chesed and Gvura are opposites. They don't coexist together very easily. Thus Hashem's will of what the person should actually do can be expressed in two ways. But, and then now quoting the Rebbe, but as regards the halachas of Torah as they truly are, not coming to affect the world, but rather they are the Ratzon of the Eibishter as he is in and of himself, even the divergent opinions that are in the halachas of Torah are one Torah, all of them given by one shepherd. And being that he encompasses everything, he, the Eibishter, has two opinions of affirmative and negative, and both of them are one. Until that's the Rebbe's words. So from Hashem's perspective, these conflicting opinions can be revealed in the reality of the world, the same as they exist in his they coexist in his essence, the affirmative and the negative together, since he transcends the impossible. Nim nem nois means things that are not don't make any sense according to our intellect. So it comes out that there are three periods: the present time, when the halacha is like Beis Hillel; the first tkufa of Yemais HaMashiach, when the halacha is like Beis Shammai; and the time of Tchis HaMeisim, the third tkufa, when the halacha will be like both of them together. And the first of these two periods, which we're in now, the emphasis is on the effects on the world. The pe'ula ba'olam, how does it affect the world? And as far as the limitations of the world are concerned, only one opinion can be fulfilled in actuality, and the other one must remain spiritual. This is the time of hayim la'soysam, today to fulfill them, the mitzvahs. But after the time of today to fulfill them comes tomorrow to receive the reward, Mochar Lekabel Schoram, which refers to the time of Tchis HaMeisim, when the mitzvahs will be fulfilled, meaning that what will be nullified will be the dimension of a command to the person, which is explained above. What will remain will be the true, with their true inyan, that they are Hashem's Ratzin. The dimensions of halachas of Torah are never nullified. At this time, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel together, since the will of the Eibishter will be revealed in the world as it is in his essence, Nimnahem Nois. Deep stuff. I have to think about it in order to understand it. And we'll continue in part 3.